For WKU Public Radio, this is Dan Modlin. The discussions relating to the so-called fiscal cliff in Washington have included a number of suggestions about ways to raise tax revenue. One suggestion that's drawing concern among some charities would reduce the tax deduction for wealthy Americans to give money to charitable organizations. Joining us on the phone line to discuss some of the possible impacts of such a policy is Ken Berger, the president and chief executive officer of the group Charity Navigator. That organization helps to track charitable giving and offers consumer protection advice. Mr. Berger has appeared on numerous network television programs in the past to discuss issues relating to charities. Ken, from your perspective, what impact would reducing the charitable donation deduction for wealthy Americans have?
Well, I think it could be a really disastrous consequence. You know, charities are already experiencing the fiscal cliff because they're seeing dramatic cuts in government funding, which many charities rely heavily upon. And our whole system of social services and social programs has been built on a reliance on nonprofits. And in this difficult time of high unemployment and a lot of people struggling, these charities are being asked already to provide even more services with less funding as it is. So we think a cut in the charitable tax deduction would really be harmful. And last point on this, it's particularly targeted towards upper-income people. Well, it so happens that somewhere in the order of 3/4 or almost 75% of all charitable gifts are made by that group of people. And so, once again, the consequences could be enormous.
Now, do we know whether that tax deduction is a major factor in the decision by a lot of people to give?
You know, there's a lot of debate on that subject, and depending on your vantage point, some people try to minimize it and others try to maximize it. The range of estimates is that it's as much as 25% to 30% of giving is driven by that, and others say, oh, it's a mere 2 or 3%. But even at the lower end, that's still billions of dollars, and for some charities, that's a big deal. And the other thing is, if you look at behavior, forget about the surveys, and just look at behavior, as much as 20% of all charitable gifts are made during the last 2 days of the year. And that's clearly because of an awareness that if you want to get a charitable tax deduction, you got to get it in by the end of the year. So we think it's a substantial amount that it influences decisions.
Now, Ken, if a policy like that should lead to reduction in giving from wealthy Americans, what types of charities might be hardest hit? You mentioned several of them are already in tough times, but what types of charities might we be talking about here?
I think it's pretty wide-ranging. Certainly some of the charities that provide direct services, employment programs, which I think are really important right now, food pantries, all of those direct service charities. Another category are the arts and the humanities. And, you know, people say, well, that is a less high priority in these tough times. But the fact is that those kind of, you know, the arts and humanities, museums and different performances actually are really critical to the quality of life in communities as well. So it's pretty wide ranging. International relief organizations, there's a wide range of charities that could be affected by this.
Ken Berger is president and chief executive officer of the New Jersey-based organization Charity Navigator. If you'd like more information or would like some tips on how to make sure that your contributions go where you want them to go, you can go online to charitynavigator.org. That's charitynavigator.org. We'll have further reports on charitable giving as we approach the year end. For WKU Public Radio, this is Dan Modlin.